guys, this is Reema Tendulkar, your host for the program Tech at Work with CNBCTV18.com, where we talk about emerging technologies that are challenging the status quo and reshaping our world. We talk to CXOs who think like disruptors and act like startups. It's the show where we keep up with technology. In this episode, we talk about how technology is disrupting the insurance sector. By 2025, experts predict the Internet of Things will exceed over 100 billion connected devices, each with a dozen or more sensors, making it a trillion sensor economy. Now, each of these sensors will throw up a spectacular wealth of continuous data. Given how data dependent the insurance sector is, the question is, how will insurance companies use big data to redefine their products, reprice their risk, and how will it reshape the protection consumers need? To talk about the new world of insurance, I'm joined by Saurabh Chatterjee, the President, Head Technology, Direct Sales and Travel at Bajaj Allianz General Insurance. Hi, Saurabh. You are a techie at heart. You've spent nearly 12 years at Infosys and then made the transition to insurance. Do you think the sector is ripe for disruption?
Absolutely, Reema. I believe that sector is ripe for disruption, and more so with a lot of consumer-facing companies now already disrupting the mindset from a consumer standpoint. I believe this is the right time from a disruption standpoint.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit more about the technology which is disrupting the business model of insurance companies?
Yeah, there are primarily two technologies, I would say. The entire AI, which has been there for 25, 30 years, now with the large amount of data as well as the connectivity, that has taken a completely different shape, and that's one area which is disrupting. The second, from a tech standpoint, would be at scale, the entire insights related to those data that we are generating through AI ML models, those technologies going mainstream and then impacting the insurance value chain. I would say these are the two areas.
Okay, so what will insurance look like, say, 10 years hence? So far, the focus has been more on products and less on consumer. That clearly, that mindset is shifting. What else can we expect 20 years hence?
I think you're right, Reema. The product shift from product to product plus services, that will happen in a 5 to 10 year time frame. So insurance will more be looking at the entire life cycle. If you talk about your car, then it's not going to be about the motor insurance. Everything from the time that you think about buying a car to the time maybe you dispose of the car or, you know, you do something else, right? Insurance will be talking about that product plus service model. The second will be depersonalization. What does depersonalization mean? Today, either it's the asset or the consumer, but consumer in a segment, which everyone is talking about, or we usually price our models with. Going forward, in the next 5 to 10 years, what you will see is the insurance will be for Reema, for Saurabh Chatterjee. It will be that much, you know, personalized, and the data will enable that all my risks, and which are so personalized to me from the time I get up to the time I go to bed in the evening, in the night, that's what will change too.
Okay, so to personalize, will you use data, say, from the variables? How will variables as a technology change the way insurance is claimed or calculated?
So let's look at, I'll go back and talk about, let's look at what I'm wearing, a band in my hand. This is the data, this is the variable which captures my every movement, right from my sleep pattern to how I'm exercising to what I'm doing during the day in terms of, how much fluids I'm drinking. All this data will then talk about me being a individual person, and the entire underwriting on insurance will depend on those very parameters. Today what happens? I'm banded as a specific age group, I'm banded into a specific a profile, and I'm banded in based on my past health history, but my lifestyle is not taken into account, and therefore this variable data, which is just increasing, that whole unstructured data is continuously increasing, that will decide how much pricing of the premium will happen. It will move from a fixed premium to a pay-as-you-go model. So we are seeing a lot of, this thing, why should it be a fixed premium for someone like me? Why can't it be priced for an individual? So that's the shift you will see, including from variables.
How soon can the transition take from a fixed premium to a pay-as-you-go and we use the unstructured data from variables?
I would say the transition is already happening. You would probably see mainstream adoption in the next 12 to 24 months.
Okay. The new world economy, Saurabh, is also that of a sharing economy. So how do you ensure, say, Uber drivers? Is it the driver itself or is it Uber?
So Uber driver and passenger is a very interesting concept. Today, that's already happening. So the Uber driver is getting insured as well as the Uber passenger is getting insured. However, what is not happening is it a hop-on, hop-off kind of a model? I can start it at any time and I can stop it at any time. This is what will change, where as more and more data comes in, this is what will change. Think about also in a sharing economy, we are not going to insure either the, not just the person or the vehicle. In fact, we will take something like transport or mobility, not in a mobile phone sense, more from a transport standpoint, and take it completely into a new avatar, where we will say, today morning, I want to use an Uber or I want to use an Ola. Today morning, the next day morning, I am going to use my car. The next day morning, I may use a metro. I may choose whatever mode of transport to travel from point A to point B, which could even include biking, cycling, or walking. However, am I insured? Anything that happens, whether when I sit on that vehicle, whether I'm outside it, whether I'm walking, where I'm walking, based on that, can I be insured for all the risks that I am exposed to or vulnerable to? In a sharing economy, that will change. The second thing that will change is the ownership of the cars is decreasing. You know, more and more youngsters as well as millennials as they come into the workforce, I think they're talking about Ola, Uber, and not owning a vehicle at all. Once that happens, again, what I mentioned on transport as an insurance concept will come into the picture, because there is a need for insurance. However, it's not from an individual owned vehicle, and that's how things will shift.
You know, since we're on the subject of auto insurance, it's the driverless cars, which has become a raging topic now. Have you thought about how insurance will be for an autonomous vehicle?
We have. Obviously, India is a completely different landscape from an infrastructure standpoint. But even in the West, when you see today, driverless cars are no longer a concept. It's a reality. In fact, it's already the service is already running in the West. What we believe is driverless cars will shift the risk from an individual person again back to the vehicle, because the car is driving itself. So whose liability is it? You know, now here where the OEMs will start making a lot more impact, because is the Google's driverless car, or it is the XYZ companies, or tomorrow Tesla may come out with a driverless vehicle. So the liability, since it's going to shift, the risk patterns are also going to shift. And what we believe is, at least it's still 5 to 10 years away. But then because it's going back to the asset, the entire ecosystem, motor ecosystem, is going to shift more towards the OEM and directly working based on data from those driverless vehicles with the insurers to insure the risk.
Okay, so who bears the liability in a driverless car? Will it be the software maker like a Google? Will it be the hardware maker? Or will it be the owner of the vehicle? So that is the $1 trillion question, right?
It is the $1 trillion question, and my belief is that there will be a motor ecosystem of will emerge, wherein all three will have a part to play. It will not be an individual responsibility of either a Google or an OEM or an insurer. I think there will be a shared value concept which will emerge, wherein based on the data, based on different parameters, based on the functioning of the vehicle on the road, all three, software, hardware, as well as the insurance company, will own the risk.
Okay. The other aspect is that we're moving towards a trillion sensor economy. Today, we've got sensors only on our wearables, on our phones, perhaps in our cars, etc. But later on, perhaps it will be even on the wall. It will tell us you've smoked a cigarette, whether you walked those 1,000 steps. So are we moving towards an area where we're looking at preventing damage rather than protecting against damage? And if that is the case, does it question the very existence of insurance?
Actually, it does not. I would say, you know, if you go back to what I originally said, moving from product to product plus services and being more providing more personalized services, I think it's moving towards that. What we are doing is, let me talk about, there are the concept of connected home, connected car, connected health today exists. However, at scale, this is being driven only through sensors. So what we are talking about is, if it's on home insurance, which is not so popular in India today, but if you see the West, it has got, you know, almost a 97-98% penetration. But it is going to evolve now when people are thinking about, like, you know, right from, you have already talked about the Google Assistant and the Alexa, which is gaining more and more prominence. It's sitting in your homes and, I don't know, listening to a lot of data. What's going to happen is everything that is going to come in our homes is going to be fitted with sensors. Now, given that, if it's all connected and then giving us the data or insights in terms of what you do and how, what's your lifestyle, insurance companies are going to move away from, again, insuring the asset, which is the home, to more your lifestyle or more everything, how you use different instruments at home and what you do. So the risk paradigm is changing, and each one of them is evolving.
Okay, so from a consumer point of view, do you think the cover that we might buy 20 years from now be very different from the cover that we need today?
Absolutely. I think the cover that you buy maybe 10 years from now will be very personalized and very specific rather than a combo or a complete product. If you want to cover anything that you are worried about, be it you yourself, whether it's your loved ones, whether it's your loved gadgets or assets, you could imagine a world where you can almost like right swipe and say, start covering my mobile today and stop it, whatever XYZ, you know, an hour from now. Start covering me for, because I'm walking and I can see potholes and, you know, if something happens, maybe I twist my leg, you know, can I be covered, you know, for the medical expenses related to that. So you'll see more personalized covers which are available at the swipe of, your finger 10 years from now.
Okay, and it will be pay as you go.
Absolutely. Pay as you go is the only model that will, I believe pay as you go will be the prominent business model that will exist.
Okay. Tell us about the top five insurance trends in the next 5 years as you see it.
The top five insurance trends, number one would be pay as you go, as we already talked about. Number two, the hyper personalization on the consumer side. Number three, the ML and deep learning models coming in, more specifically deep learning models, wherein the interaction between the object and the data, you know, becomes far, far more. It's not going to be just unsupervised machine learning models, but more specifically around deep learning models across the value chain. Number four, I would say, would be blockchain, because insurance is an intermediated subject. You know, there are a lot of parties involved in everything that we do, whether it's the consumer, whether it's the providers, whether it is the payer, which we are. You know, so there's blockchain will emerge as a main into the mainstream in the next 3 to 5 years, and finally, I would say the entire concept of having an insurance as a risk product to going into insurance as a cover for your lifestyle, that will change the business models of insurance altogether.
Okay, and just if you could throw some more light on technologies like deep learning as well as blockchain, which are changing the insurance model. If you could just talk a little more on that.
Sure. See, deep learning, I think, has become very exciting now because, as I mentioned, insurance deals with objects plus data. The example I would say is, your car gets into an accident, what do you do with that, at that point of accident? If you can take pictures, if you can take all the images surrounding it, send it to the insurance company, what the insurance companies can do is compare those across millions of past accidents, past images that are there, and then give instantly the claim amount or the claim result right there. These kind of use cases are emerging on the deep learning. The second aspect is, let's say India still, there are, from a commercial vehicle standpoint, there's a lot of under insurance, right? Or no insurance. Think about the National Highway Authorities of India installing cameras which are already there on toll booths, looking at the number plates, and as each vehicle enters each state, right, each commercial vehicle, you already know whether it is either insured or not insured. So the interaction that the camera has by reading the number plate, coming back, and then, you know, going through a large amount of data, these are the other example of from a deep learning standpoint. Now let's say blockchain. The blockchain is very interesting because the insurance is a matter of trust. And I have a very simple formula for trust. Trust is actually inversely proportional to the self-focus. What matters in insurance is there a pre-agreed, intermediated kind of a register that we can keep at a third party, you know, a place, whether you host it on the cloud or whatever, where all parties have pre-agreed on the contract. And this is the concept of insurance which exists today also. However, in spite of having so many parties, today each one operates individually. And that's where blockchain has a lot of potential to go mainstream, because that's what the essential, the smart contract piece, not the payment or the cryptocurrency piece of blockchain. I'm more talking about, you know, the smart contract piece of blockchain. That has got a lot of potential because insurance is essentially contracts.
You said that how insurance going ahead is going to ensure our lifestyle. Now, digital titans like Amazon, Apple are entering into the insurance sector, and they are what we associate with our lifestyle. Do you think we're likely to be buying insurance from them going ahead?
Yes and no. Why not? You know, why not from an insurance like a Flipkart or an Amazon or a Google, because they have revolutionized the consumer side of things. Look, insurance is two parts. You know, and there is the UI UX part of it. You know, the cool part of it. How you insure the lifestyle? What are the kind? Then there is a whole element of data science and actuary and insuring the, you know, the risk associated with it. So I believe the relevance of an insurance company will always be there, whether it is the entire front end and back end, or there is this whole back end piece. However, it is refreshing to see not just Amazon or Flipkart or, you know, these guys coming in, but even a bunch of insurtechs which are constantly coming in. What they're doing is they are disrupting the consumer side of things, and which will make the larger players far more agile, such as us. If we are able to move at that pace, which is, you know, on the front end side, they will always need the back end and the insurers, you know, from a back end standpoint. But if you are able to move that from that pace, it is overall more the competition, more better for all the consumer side and India.
Okay. Saurabh, thank you very much for your time. And speaking to CNBC TV18.com's Tech at Work.